three Democratic governors say they won't let the United States back away from the global commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, despite President Donald Trump withdrawing from an international pact. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, Jerry Brown of California, and Jay Inslee of Washington State have formed the U.S. Climate Alliance to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement. Their announcement Thursday came just after Trump's formal declaration that he intended to remove the U.S. from the deal. The governors say they're committed to reducing U.S. emissions by 26% to 28% from 2005 levels. They're urging other states to join. Cuomo, a Democrat, said the decision by the Republican president is reckless and damaging the country and the planet. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic Governor Danielle Malloy said President Donald Trump's decision is a grave mistake, predicting future generations will pay the price. Malloy says Connecticut will continue its efforts to address climate change with what he called common sense and practical initiatives that will help grow the state's economy. He says it is unfortunate Connecticut will now lack a strong partner at the federal level after Trump's action. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker is calling President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris climate deal disappointing, but said the state will work with partners around the globe to reduce carbon emissions. Baker said Massachusetts is aggressively working to exceed the goals of the Paris Agreement on the state level. Democratic Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said he'll work with other cities to uphold the agreement. In Vermont, Republican Governor Phil Scott released a statement saying President Trump walked away from the greatest challenge of our time. Scott said Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement is a stunning rejection of science, international cooperation, and economic opportunity. He said it imperils our nation and global security and will do irreversible harm to our planet. Scott also said, quote, "American leadership is essential to preserving our planet for future generations. This fight is not over. We will move forward without him," end quote. President Trump says the U.S. will begin negotiations to, quote, "re-enter either the Paris Accord or an entirely new transaction." Patrick Garrett, WAMC News.